Hi, everyone. This is Ophelia. Hi, everyone. This is Ophelia, and welcome to the Ophelia Regault Show. I hope you're all having a wonderful Friday. It's a beautiful day in where I am at, and I hope you're doing really well. Today, I'm having a curvy chat with Megan Bradley. Megan is the director of Curvy Expo Corporation, and she heads a team that inspires and celebrates plus-size women. I'm a plus-size woman, and when I connected to Megan through social media, she has such an amazing energy and puts on this expo in Toronto. And for 20 years, Megan has been a vice president sales for Family Communications. She has worked with magazines, but her passion, from what I'm gathering and connecting with her, is being both a plus-size model and a spokesperson for curvy women. So today we're going to have a curvy chat. We're going to talk about what she's doing, what she's up to, how you can connect to her, and just talk about loving yourself from the inside out, about body love and size acceptance. So I see that she's in the room. Megan, is that you?
It is, Ophelia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you today?
I'm very well and very excited we finally connected.
Yes, it worked this time.
Yay!
Yeah, and all it is a simple button on my end. So how are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very well and very pleased to let you know that the Curvy Expo went very well in May. It was a great turnout.
What are some of the highlights for you? What were some of the most special moments?
Oh, my goodness. There were so many, but the fashion show was so wonderful. And, you know, it was everything from beautiful plus-size women in their bra and panties, literally, just nothing but their bra and panties, right on through to beautiful wedding gowns and everything in between. And I have to tell you, I got teary watching it because it was just a moment to watch all these beautiful, curvy, confident women coming down the runway in fashions that were on trend, seeing their confidence, seeing them rock it. It was a moment. It was, and I could tell I wasn't the only one in the room that felt it. The audience loved it.
Yeah, so tell me how the Curvy Expo got started. How did you decide to start that? And tell me a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your background, because I think this is awesome that, you know, there's something out there for plus-size women, and that experience of just loving your body is so important for no matter what size you are.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, the reason for Curvy Expo I'll give you a little bit of background. Maybe we'll start there. But I've been a plus-size model for over 20 years. So I started plus-size modeling back in the day when nobody really knew what that was. You know, I would say to somebody I was a plus-size model 20 years ago, and it would have to be followed with a long explanation of, well, what do you mean, and what are you talking about? And so it's so wonderful to see that now when you say plus-size model, everybody knows what you're talking about. They'll immediately think of Ashley Graham, or, you know, people will come to mind. So that's lovely, but what's happened over the 20 years is I haven't seen that much of a change in terms of retailers really making plus sizes that available. I mean, it's getting better, but we haven't got to the point that I think we should be. And I thought, don't you agree? I mean, we have a long way to go. And so I thought, I still feel like an excluded market. I still feel like even though we represent 40% of the population, I don't feel that when I go to the mall. You know, I maybe have one store that I can go visit, and my friend who might be a size 8 can visit the whole mall. So I thought it would be really nice to create an environment where when a plus-size woman attends Curvy Expo, it's all about her. I mean, every booth, every fashion that she sees, everybody she meets, it's a true community of plus-size women who love fashion and want to be well-dressed. And it was such a moment to have a day that was just for us. Like, wouldn't it be nice if every trip to the mall was like Curvy Expo? It would be amazing.
I was just thinking that. Can we transport that, take it on the road?
I know.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah,
I
wish
know,
I could. It's a lot of planning, but I'm working on 2017 as we speak. So certainly I will keep everybody posted to plans. But I know. Or we got to get you out to Toronto. One of the two. But
yeah.
I hope we do grow it, Ophelia. I hope that is the goal for sure. But it will be baby steps. But it's just exciting. It was there was great energy in the room, and you could tell that the women that came to the show were like, okay, this is about time. And the biggest comment I got from everybody was, why wasn't there more? And it's like, we'll
wow.
get there. Got to build slow, but we'll get there. You know, they just wanted more. We left them wanting more, which is, I guess, great.
Well, that shows you that there's a need. I as a plus-size woman, you know, as you're saying, 20 years ago, there was just limited stores, and you would go into the stores. And for me, I ended up using a lot of local women to make my clothes because some of the pieces that I found in the stores just wasn't right because you wanted to be in fashion. You know, as a young woman, as a teen in my 20s, I was seeing where, you know, my friends who were smaller, what they were wearing, and I wanted something similar, maybe not, you know, in a similar shape. So it's really great, as you say, you know, personally, I've seen the plus-size fashion industry, larger stores, they've come a long way, but as you said, they still have a long way to go.
More of them. Like I think the plus size stores that are selling them now that are dedicated to plus sizes are doing really a great job of being on trend now. But there's just not enough of them.
Yes.
We need more.
You know, and we need more. We need more choices because, you know, for me, I think you also need to, you know, we have great role models and I love seeing, you know, plus size models. And, you know, we need more stores that represent the different shapes of plus-size women. And I think that, you know, that's probably why, you know, people were saying we want more because, you know, walking, unfortunately I couldn't be there, but I was watching you on Twitter and seeing how people were just responding. It's a great thing. But I'm sure beyond fashion, what was some of the experience? Like people have a sense of, you know, limits that sometimes society has placed on being a plus-size woman. How do you see that maybe some of the limits that society has placed that maybe Curvy Expo is sort of, you know, telling society or telling other people that this is not a reality?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point because when you think of the limits, I think a lot of the limits that plus-size women feel is sometimes limits they put on themselves because based on how they feel that they're represented in society, they feel they're not enough or they're not looking the way they should or, you know, and I think that we as women can kind of limit ourselves sometimes. But
yeah.
What I found with Curvy Expo is bringing all these women together, you could just see the look on other women's faces that it was just like, wow, there's a real curvy community here. And you could see how women were looking at other women and inspiring other women. We had a lot of the plus-size bloggers there, which I think have made a big difference in the curvy community. With the social media applications now, you can follow your favorite blogger. And you can, because you talked earlier about different shapes, and I agree with you. That's why I love the bloggers, because the bloggers are all different sizes and shapes. You can find a blogger that's an in-betweenie, which is at size 12, who she finds it hard to shop, right on through to there are bloggers out there that are size 28, 30, and beyond. And you can find your blogger that you can kind of say, you know what, she looks like me, and look at her in that dress. She looks amazing. Why wouldn't I consider that dress? So I feel that what Curvy Expo did and what it just allowed to showcase more of this curvy community that's out there and that we can all access and really feel that support that, you know, you're not alone in your plus-size body. There's a lot of us. I mean, 40% of us, that's a number to be considered. And
wow.
I just love the attitude now. I love the attitude that women are like, I want to get dressed and I want the best in fashion and I want to look good and I don't know. I just feel there's such a movement now. And social media has had such a big part of that to say, yeah, I'm not going to feel ashamed. I'm going to wear whatever I want and feel great, and why shouldn't I? And I love that.
It's really good because, you know, talking about bloggers and connecting, social media has been such a wonderful thing. You know, if you use it well, there's been, you know, sometimes you have people who can have some nasty comments, and, you know, we've seen those stories about people being fat shamed. And but I really love, as you were talking about, one of the things that I started to do is, I can't remember her name, but I was following a plus-size yoga person. And like you said,
I looked
at her body and I thought, yeah, her body is like mine. And that makes more sense because, you know, a lot of times we think, and, you know, talking, you see the plus-size models and they're tall and they have a shape and you're thinking, well, my shape is not really like that. But it's so important for us as women to, you know, to celebrate us as a community, but even realize that within the plus-size community, we're still all unique. You know,
absolutely.
We are still all unique. And so as you're talking about that, and I was thinking of a story of when I was in Mexico, and I was there, and just being around a group of women, and I was thinking to myself, you know, as plus-size women, we were told so many things that we, and it's like what you said, nobody actually told me, but it's almost this concept. Like, I remember when I was younger, if I was going out, I would have to cover up my arms,
mm-hmm.
like no matter how hot it was. And I remember when I was in Mexico, and I think it's also getting older and wiser and more comfortable in my skin, I was saying it's too damn hot to cover up my arms. And that was,
yes.
And it's so encouraging to see like fashion and other women out there, and they're wearing what they feel comfortable in, and there's clothes. And so how do you feel that fashion helps a woman to be more confident about herself?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think because we all have such unique styles, and you said that we're all unique and have our own body shapes, which is true, that I think we all carve out a piece of fashion that works for us. Like, people are always joking about my style. I have a very unique style that is mine. I've worn the same style since I was like 20 years old, which is I am a lover of tunics. I love long tunics, and I'll wear them with leggings. I'll wear them, you know, I'm the tunic
yeah.
girl. And so, you know, my friends make fun of me and go, oh, the tunics are on sale. I'm like, okay, I'm on it. So I think that we all have whatever makes us feel comfortable. And I think the best thing any woman can do for herself, regardless of her size, is really, you know, find those outfits that she wears where she just has a spring in her step, where that day she's just walking out the door and going, wow, I feel great today. Take note. Mm-hmm. Take note of the cut, the style, the shape, the color. What is it about that outfit that you are just feeling so fantastic in it? And really then pay attention to why. And, you know, I love trends. Sure, I love what's going on in fashion, but really carve out your own. I just think it's so important that women figure out their own style and are loyal to it, and you can have fun with it. I mean, there's nothing to say that you don't have a style that you enjoy that you want to wear in the latest trend color, for sure. But I'm like you. I my mom used to make all of her clothes. She's lived life as a bigger woman. She's always made her own clothes, and she definitely
right.
has her own style. And I think that's fantastic. Like, I think, you know, it's just great when you get to the point where it's like, I know what works. I know what I want. I'm even so picky about fabric now. It's just a great when you finally get to like a rack and you can go, no. Yep. No. That's definitely yes. Like, you know, it's, you can so weed through it now because you just know your style.
You know, you're talking here, and, you know, you mentioned tunics. Just the other day, I was going through my closet, and I decided I had some pieces in my closet, and I thought, I haven't worn you in a year, 2 years, why? And I realized I've gravitated to these six types of fabric, types of color. And I had some dresses in my closet, and I thought, I like you, but I really am not a dress person. I'm a tunic person. Like, so I was like, so I took them to a seamstress just across the street, and she made these things, and she was laughing. She says, you always come in here with tunics. You just, and it's just so you. And it's so true. You have to find something that works for you, and, you know, you can bring in, you know, some of the trends with some accessories. But you sound so positive, Megan. Has there ever been a time where being plus size has limited you, or you felt that it has, you know, maybe feel less confidence about, you know, doing something that you wanted to? And if you have, how did you move beyond that?
So it's interesting because we were talking earlier about when you were in Mexico, and I resonated with that because you said, your words were, nobody ever told me I shouldn't cover up my arms, but it was just an inner dialogue you were having with yourself. And I think that is something that, where if you ask if I've limited myself, yes, the answer is yes, but I think I did it to myself. Because when I started to model and, you know, feeling that confidence and going out to the runway, and back in the day when I modeled, I was always just a token plus model, and nobody knew what that was. And I remember in the early days, I was the first to take to Fashion Week in Toronto. And I remember going down that runway for Brian Bailey. And I heard gasps in the audience when I went down the runway. But I remember sort of overriding that with confidence. And he was backstage saying, you have to rock this. And you've got to, you know, he was just pumping me up backstage. And I did rock it. And I made the front page of the Toronto Sun. And it was like, despite the gasps, the accolades for being on that runway so outdid the gasps that it was kind of like, guys, I'm here to stay, and we're a movement, and we're not going anywhere. And so I think over time, I've learned to shut down the inner dialogue because I think it's my mind that limits me. And I think it is for a lot of women. I think we listen to that little voice in our head sometimes. And I think it's having a talk with yourself, because we've all seen it. We've all seen that woman, you know, regardless of her size, when she walks into a room and she just owns it. And you go, wow, there's a confident woman. And that confidence comes in all sizes. We don't have to limit ourselves. So I think it's the inner struggle.
Yeah, it is a, you know, you say that, and I work, you know, with women, and I come from it from more of a spiritual perspective, and it's so true. And I always say, you know, who we are is what you think and what you believe about yourself. And, you know, you mentioned something that I am passionate about. It's that inner dialogue. You know, it takes so much more conversation with ourselves to when we tell ourselves something negative, because our brain doesn't know if it's real or not. It's what we choose to focus on and what we choose to believe. So somebody could say that you're overweight, and you could tell yourself you're overweight, and that you are that you're not beautiful. It's what we, and if you believe that, then your whole being starts to live that belief. So that was really amazing. I had a vision of you walking down there, and it's so important for us to have that inner dialogue and to be aware of what it is and how it can affect our lives. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how do you stay positive on a daily basis about, you know, about loving your body? What are some things that you do and to just help yourself to, you know, because we have good days and we have some bad days. How do you stay confident and positive about your, you know, just about your self-esteem?
I've learned to forgive myself a lot because I think a lot of us are under that, you know, we're under that pressure of I'm self-employed. So, you know, that I have that inner voice going, got to make money, got to get back to work. What are you doing? You know, I've got that inner sort of hamster on the wheel that's always telling me I've got to do more, do more, do more. And then there's the part of me that says, oh, you haven't got out to walk today yet. Oh, geez, the dishes aren't done yet. You know, I have three kids. It's like, oh, have I filled out their forms? Have I done their homework? So I have this constant thing every day that I have to battle of where do I put my time? Where do I put my energy? And a lot of days exercise is the thing that falls off the radar. But I forgive myself for it because I can only do so much. And so I've learned as I got older to just say, you know, wow, you're not going to live that perfect day every day. It just doesn't happen. You're going to have days where you're springing out of bed and you're a Wonder Woman and you're getting it done. And you're going to have days where the sun's going down and you think, oh, my gosh, what have I really accomplished today? Not much. But, you know, maybe I needed that. Maybe I needed to give myself that break. So I think, you know, the biggest thing that we can do for ourselves is set realistic expectations, forgive ourselves when we don't make those lists, and, you know, just keep on keeping on. Tomorrow's another day, and we're just going to get up and try to make the best of it again.
Oh, that's a great advice. You know, forgiving ourselves. I think women a lot of times we're so hard, and there's this pressure, perceived or real pressure from society, but a lot from ourselves to be perfect. And we don't even know what perfect is. We don't even know.
Well,
what
that's just it,
is.
Right? And it, you know, kind of like to bring it back to fashion. It's kind of like defining your style. I think you also have to define your lifestyle. Like, I know a lot of really strong, powerful, go-getter type women who will say, I'm up at 5 a.m. and I'm jogging and then I'm going to the gym and then I'm dropping my kids off at school and then I'm running my business and then I'm, you know, picking vegetables from my own garden that I grew and making dinner. And I look at those women and go, that's fantastic. But I am so not you. I am so not you. I am not up at 5 a.m. I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. I'm up at 7. I'm contemplating a coffee by about 7:15. And, you know, my day works at a different pace than that. But that's okay, because just like fashion, someone likes dresses, someone likes short skirts, and someone likes something else. I'm not that A-type personality that's going to go hard from 5 a.m. to midnight. That's not me. But I'll go hard from, you know, 9 to 8, you know. So I think we all have to just figure out what our groove is, like what works for us. And, you know, so I'll see those go-getters and go, good for you, and positive, and isn't that great that you have that level of energy? I don't. I work with what I can work with, and some women may not. Then some women look at me and think I'm the Energizer Bunny, and, you know, I'm not nearly as energetic as other people I know. So, you know, I just think that we all have to just work with what we can work with and not feel bad about it. I think so many women are constantly comparing themselves, and just stop it. Just at the end of the day say, you know, did I do what I wanted to do today? Did I fulfill what I could do with what this body allows, with what this energy level allows? And do I feel good? And if I feel good, that's all that matters. Like, I don't need to compare myself to the neighbor or the person down the street. And so that's another lesson that I've really learned over time.
That's a great lesson. You've learned to be authentic, and to, because so much times we're worried about, you know, these myths that we have in our head, and or we think, you know, people are so focused on their own lives that most times they're not thinking about, like, oh, she's in a tunic. Oh, my God, she's wearing shorts. I'm not saying that some people won't, but we have to really focus on what makes us happy, because I can't live your life, Megan, and you can't live mine. We have to live. We're in our skin 24 hours, 7 days a week. We can't get out of ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, we're coming down to, what are some of the myths that you've heard from, you know, maybe the general myths in society that sometimes that people have about plus-size women that maybe you would like to see eliminated? What are some of the general things that you've heard or you feel
that's
still out
there? Yeah, and it's
interesting
because this is a generational thing for me. You know, I turned 50 this year, and so, yeah. So I,
sorry.
Pardon me?
No, go ahead. My phone was ringing, so I just said, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no worries. So, yeah, so when I, you know, when I first started modeling 20 years ago, all those limiting beliefs were very much in play. You know, you can't wear color. You can't wear stripes. Let's minimize. You can't wear belts. Let's layer you. Let's conceal you. Let's minimize. These were all the words that when I first started modeling that were really accepted. Oh, here's a shawl to cover your arms. Here's this to cover you here. And so when I first started modeling, that was all something that was ingrained in my brain, that I need to cover, I need to minimize, I can't wear color. You know, I have to almost feel apologetic about the way I look, and it's all about how can I cover it up. and then something changed along the way. And I want to say that movement sort of started maybe about 10, 15 years ago and has really taken speed, where it's like, are you kidding? I'm wearing bikinis. I'm wearing stripes. I'm wearing colors. I'm wearing tight. I'm wearing whatever I want. I'm showing my legs. I'm showing my arms. And it's all been thrown out the window. And it's wonderful. And I also find that for my generation, because I grew up with all those limiting beliefs and those myths, I have to stop myself sometimes and go, oh, no, it's okay. You can wear that. And it's like, yes, I can. You know, I have to kind of break the old myths that I was so brought up with. And I just think it's great. I think, you know, the young people right now that are on social media and the message that they're getting is, yeah, you can do whatever you want. There is nothing that you can't wear. There's nothing you can't enjoy. Just go for it.
Yeah, that is so true. We've come a long way. And I think the myths, like I realized that when I was in Mexico, I still had all these myths. And you think that you, until you face it or realize it, like not wearing, you shouldn't, your bathing suits have to be a certain shape, it has to be a cover up. And it's really interesting the words that you've used. I think that, when I was younger, plus size, we were a woman as plus size, in order for society to accept her, we want to minimize her. Let's camouflage her shape so she can look as much as a smaller size woman as possible. But now we're free and saying, this is who I am. I want to wear color. I don't want to wear all these, I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, when I was younger, I idolized my aunt. She was a plus size woman, but she was into girdles, like into these restricting things. And for the younger, in my early teens, that's what the myth was, that as a plus size woman, you need to wear all these constricting undergarments. And I remember talking to this person the other day and saying, not wearing those things was not only a physical freedom, but it was a mental freedom.
Yeah.
When I dress, I want to be comfortable. I want to look well. Yeah. So before we're almost done in the show, we have a minute and a half. So I want to make sure that people know, how do people reach you? How do they connect to Curvy Expo? What are the best ways to connect to you?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. So we're on the website at curvyexpo.com. So if you wanted to check out sort of the things that happen at the show guide is still up. Also, we have a YouTube channel, so just type in Curvy Expo, all one word, and all
right.
The videos from the Curvy Expo will be posted from the fashion show and a little bit of a wrap-up. And then you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and it's all at Curvy Expo, one word. So, yeah, please follow us because, as I said, we're just starting to map out 2017. There's no details yet, but if you give us a follow, then we'll keep you up to date with what's happening and very much love the feedback. And so, everybody's been really great. People who came to the show, we sent out a survey and I was so pleased to see everybody fill it out and get really good feedback on the show on what worked, what didn't, what did they want more of, what did they want more less of. So we're paying attention and hopefully we'll build a better show in 2017.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show with me. And I can't wait to meet you when I'm in Toronto next. And
yay,
you have an awesome
too.
Day. Yeah. So have an awesome
thanks,
day.
Thanks, Sophia. I've enjoyed it so much.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So great show with Megan Bradley. Once again, you can connect to her on Facebook or Twitter at Curvy Expo. You have a wonderful day, and always remember to love your body. Love it from the inside out. Love its shape, whatever shape you are in now. When you love yourself as yourself, how you see yourself, that's when you can make changes. So always love yourself. Have an awesome day.